Welcome, everyone, to Life Esteem, Rise and Transform. I'm Dr. Kathy Charkaloff. Come join me on a journey of self-discovery where you will transform yourself from the inside out, following a path to life esteem. Gain clarity, courage, and capability to live a limitless life now. I will help you build resiliency, regulate your emotions, and move you towards a better life. Become aware of your choices that you make in your life and feel empowered now. If you're stuck with unresolved issues and don't know what to do, you're in the right place. Life Esteem starts now. Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Kathy Chargaloff, and you're listening to Life Esteem on Transformation Talk Radio. In this episode, we're going to explore relationships, the relationship between your heart, your brain, and how it affects your heart. I'm going to help you build awareness around the sources of stress that might be draining your energy and how to transform that to a resilient, renewing energy. I'm going to show you how to transform your perception, gain mental clarity to make better decisions and bounce back from any challenging situation. At the end of this episode, you'll have the strategy to make noticeable difference in your life. Now, for those of you that like to take notes and you might be in front of your computer, you can go to lifeesteem.com and underneath the tab, Life Esteem Show, you can click and download the handout from today. If you're listening, you can download it later and replay the session along with the notes. All right, let's get started. I'm sure you've all heard that life esteem is kind of close to self-esteem. But self-esteem is where you have the confidence in your own worth. And what life esteem is, it's about valuing your life. Life esteem is the value that you place on your life. This includes accepting who you are, loving every aspect of yourself. When we lose our energy for life, we question our value in the world. Life has challenges. It's how you rise from those challenges that makes the difference in how you transform your life. When you're experiencing low life esteem, you need personal resiliency to return you to that natural state of being. So, what is personal resiliency? Personal resiliency is preparing for, recovering from, and adapting to stress, challenges, and adversities. When you are resilient, you have the capacity to bounce back, to recoup during and after stress or any kind of challenging situation. So when we think about individual resiliency, it involves our thoughts, our emotions, and our behaviors that promote personal well-being and a positive mental attitude. How many of you might be holding some depleting emotions that may be replaying over and over and over? And when we do that, what do you think is happening to our bodies, to our mind, to our whole being? Do you think it is helping or hindering you when we hang on to those depleting emotions? And when I talk about depleting emotions, I'm talking about things that are challenging us, like our physical stress, work stress, relationships, finance, social, emotional. There could be more. But when we're hanging on to those things, it's creating a state of being that's not our natural state. So how do you manage stress? And how do you handle the changes that are going on in your life? So when you hold on to those depleting emotions, like all the stresses that you might be going through day to day or through work or through your personal life, when we hold on to those emotions, it creates momentum, and that results in a negative response. Now, think about it for a moment. If you've ever thought of a time where, and I know I have done this, where you notice you respond to a certain situation and you overreact. That is an example of a negative stress response. So sometimes when we're not dealing with things, we will overreact. You'll find yourself it being bigger than it needs to be as far as your reaction. So when we're experiencing emotions like love or joy or happiness, we're more present, we're focused, we're calm, we're productive. And the result is that we have a more positive stress response. And this is what allows us to bounce back a lot faster. So when you think about the things that you do for yourself, as far as what techniques and strategies do you use so that you can help yourself return back to a normal state of being? So this kind of reminds me of a situation experience that I had earlier in my career. Let me just tell you a little story about this. When I was first learning about HeartMath, and HeartMath, we're going to talk a little bit more about later. They're a nonprofit organization that helps with some of the techniques that I'm going to share with you today. And I was using one of the technologies. It's a biofeedback, and you clip it on your ear and you watch on your either your laptop or your phone, and you can see whether or not you're actually stressing out or if you're calm. And I thought, oh, I teach stress management. I know how to meditate. This is going to be easy. So I thought, to my surprise, that biofeedback technology kept showing that I was stressed out. For a week, I could not get it to show that I was relaxed and calm. Instead, it was showing that I was stressed out. And the funny thing is, I felt fine. And then at that moment, I realized the secret to personal resilience. But before I go there, let's take a look and let's talk about the science behind building personal resiliency. What the science behind HeartMath is the connection between the brain and the heart. So HeartMath is a nonprofit organization. They're a research organization. They were founded in 1991, and they teach people how to self-regulate their emotions, their behaviors, how to reduce stress, increase resiliency, and even some secret things like unlocking your inner guidance so you can make better decisions. You're going to experience that today because I'm going to teach you one of those techniques. They also teach people to how to have a more personal, balanced life, insight into creativity and better health. With HeartMath, they have been seen on the Today Show, Oprah's magazine. They've also been used within NASA, Kaiser, the Department of Veterans Affairs. And that's just a few of the folks and companies that actually use HeartMath. So when we think about the brain and the connections, how the brain and the heart connect, how that works is the heart sends more messages to the brain than the brain does to the body. So when we're in that coherent state, that's that state where we're feeling good, we have those good, loving, appreciative emotions, we're more balanced. And we're more stable, and we can perform much better. Now, when we borrow from physics, when we're in a coherent state, our systems, meaning within our body, are performing at their best. They're harmonizing with our heart and our lungs and our nervous system and our immune system. Everything seems to be working well. So when our emotions are in a positive state of mind, and we're thinking of things that, like I said, love and appreciation, our body is affected by that. And we're going to talk a little bit how it's affected by that in a little bit. Now, in contrast, when we become incoherent, when we experience negative attitudes or emotions like anger and frustration, anxiety. This limits our ability to think clearly, to remember. It impedes in our learning process and remembering things. It makes decision-making very difficult. And this would explain why we may often act like overreact or impulsively act or unwisely make certain decisions. Heart rhythms directly affect the physical and the mental performance. So when we're in that coherent state and we're feeling good, it affects our heart rhythms. So you can actually plug it in just like you do with your biofeedback, and you can see how the heart rate is moving up and down. Now, when we are feeling worried, frustrated, depleting emotions, the heart rhythms are really disorganized. They're chaotic. They look really jagged, and our energy is depleted. I think we can all think of times when things aren't going well in our life. We just don't have the energy for anything when we're not feeling good. Maybe we don't want to get out of bed. Maybe we don't want to do the things that we love. But when we move ourselves into a more feeling of positive emotions like joy and caring and love, our heart rhythm becomes very ordered, very smooth, very harmonious. Simply stated, when we are in a coherent state, our body and brain work better, we feel better, and we perform better. And when we're feeling good, we have lots more energy to do all the things that we love and with the people that we love. So I hope you can see now the connection between our emotions and our heart energy. And if we imagine just for a moment, you're on a plane, you're getting on board, you're getting ready to travel somewhere, and you overhear the pilot saying, "Oh, I'm just feeling really bad today. I've got like no energy. I'm actually kind of really upset about this one thing that's going on right now. And I just wish I could just go lay down." Okay, I don't know about you, but I certainly won't want to hear a pilot saying that on a plane I'm getting on. So what we want to think about is in the moment, we want to ask ourselves, are we carrying around any depleting emotions? And if we are they affecting us mentally, physically, emotionally? And how do we think that's affecting our body? If you're struggling with sustaining that renewing emotions and feelings, you may be carrying around depleting emotions that may be affecting your body. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to discuss how stress affects your body. I'm Kathy Chargaloff, and you're listening to Life Esteem, Rise and Transform, Building Personal Resiliency. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back. We're back, and you're listening to Life Esteem, Rise and Transform, Building Personal Resiliency with Dr. Kathy Chargaloff. Just wanted to give a shout out to Nancy. Thank you for the comments in the chat. Nancy uses science of mind philosophy of Ernest Holmes and Louise Hayes and focuses on happiness and attraction. That is amazing. And that's exactly what we're talking about today. When we focus on the things that make us happy, we go into that coherent state, which is our natural state of feeling well-being and love. So thank you, Nancy, for that in the chat. Now, before we discuss how stress affects our body, I just wanted to make sure everyone knows how and where they can go to get more information about me or my Life Esteem programs. You can go to lifeesteem.com. There you'll find my contact information and specific information about heart math techniques for not only adults, but for children, for youth, and for teens. You can also find my contact information on the transformationtalkradio.com. under my host profile. All right, let's review how stress affects your body. When you're in an incoherent state, your sympathetic nervous system is activated. This part of our nervous system drives our fight or flight response when we're feeling threatened or uncomfortable or in a stressful situation. This triggers the fight or flight response, and it provides our body a boost of energy that helps us respond to whatever perceived danger that we see in front of us or that we're experiencing. It signals the brain to pump in stress hormones, preparing our body so we can either fight for survival or to flee from safety. The fight or flight response can be triggered by both real and imagined threats. The primal brain wants to protect us. Think about what it must have been like in the beginning of mankind when hunting for food. What happened if they were out looking for food and a wild tiger came across their path? Fight or flight was going to kick in, right? But today, our stressors are different, right? Our stressors are more around work, our boss, challenging relationships, or worse. Stress can be a good thing if we need those hormones to pump cortisol and adrenaline in our system to help us run or fight. So it's a good thing to have that. But when we have chronic stress, meaning we've got things on our mind that we are hanging onto for days and weeks and months, this is when it can break down the system. Now, what happens if we don't return to our normal state? Those hormones keep flooding into our body. Now, when we're in this state, I just want to let you know that our body naturally wants to protect ourselves. So what it does is when we're in a stress mode, it wants to shut down any system that is going to get in the way of us running or fighting or doing what we need to do to survive. So let's just say the digestive system. If that slows down to a point where it's not functioning fully because it needs to send the adrenaline to your muscles so that you can do what you need to do, that's fine and good for a moment in time. But if that prolongs, what do you think is going to happen to your body when things aren't functioning fully? So it's really understanding that when these hormones flood through our body on a regular basis, I want to say, you know, months, I'm talking where it's chronic, you could have insomnia, weight gain, nervousness, digestive problems, aging process is accelerated. Your heart rate increases even when you're at a rest state. Your blood pressure goes up, mood swings, which show up as anxiety, depression, or irritability. Now, how do we circumvent this and how do we change this? We need to move into a coherent state, a state of joy and peace and feeling happy. When that happens, our parasympathetic nervous system kicks in and controls the body's functions. So this is where everything's running harmoniously, right? Everything's running great. It promotes rest and digestion, and it calms the body down after any kind of danger that's perceived. So when we're in that state, the hormone that gets pumped into us is DHEA. And that's the anti-aging. So if we all want to stay looking young, we want to stay in that state of happiness and feeling good and feeling love. Makes us look younger. It'll also decrease the cortisol. That's the one that shuts everything down when we're stressed. So it decreases that hormone. And then this all improves our immune function, our heart health, and our overall wellness. When we're in this coherent state, the heart radiates a coherent electromagnetic signal into the environment. This is what's really cool about the research from HeartMath. It's not just affecting your body, but your good emotions is an electromagnetic signal that is spread out and people can pick up on it. Animals can pick up on it. Other people's nervous systems can pick up on this. This field of energy is detected several feet away from the body, and the magnetic field provides a credible method for how we can feel and sense other people's presence and emotional states, independent of body language or any other functions that are going on. Our thoughts and emotions and attitudes affect our vibration in our heart's magnetic field. And we call this energetic communication. So I bet you've all experienced something like this. Have you ever walked into a room, nobody says anything to you, but you feel, oh, I don't know what's going on, but something does not feel good. You just get a sense that, I don't know what's happening, but something just happened, or I just walked into something and nobody's saying anything to me, but I can sense that something's not right. What's happening is this is your nervous system picking up the signals from the environment. So be aware that even some of the studies that they have had within HeartMath, they took, I think it was two or three people in this experiment that they did. And they said, I want you to maintain a positive feeling, maintain that coherent state. And then in a few minutes, we're going to introduce somebody into the group and we're just going to monitor you guys. Well, the person that they introduced was somebody who was frustrated and angry. Now, none of these individuals kind of knew what was going to happen next and weren't told what was going to happen next. But what was interesting is what was recorded, because they were all hooked up to the biofeedback and their heart rhythms, the person that was not feeling good and feeling angry and frustrated, they started changing with nobody saying anything. These three people just maintained their coherent state and it had an effect. Now, I'll tell you another personal story. I was consulting and I had been going to San Francisco, taking the BART, you know, from the airport into downtown San Francisco. And I was on the BART going across to the Oakland side of the bay. And, you know, you can't stop, right? Because you're like underwater in the BART up there. So you can't, if something's going on the train, you can't get off. So here I am. It's the first stop before we go underneath the water and across the bay. And this young lady gets onto the train and it's pretty crowded. I'm sitting down. She's like standing in front of me. There's all these people standing around. And all of a sudden, you could kind of tell she might have been a little imbalanced. And she started yelling at everybody, screaming and yelling. And I immediately thought of HeartMath. And I started keeping myself in a very positive, loving, and just sending her love. Like whatever was going on, I just wanted her to know it's going to be okay. And I just held this positive thoughts and emotions within me. And within less than 2 seconds, she whipped her head and looked right at me as if, what are you doing to me? And I just smiled and just kept smiling. She turned around, sat down, and didn't say a word the rest of the train ride. So it's pretty interesting to see how that can all work and how that can affect not only ourselves, but others. All right. Now that you have a better understanding of why building resiliency is so important, what I want to do is have you think that you create resiliency in your life today. What do you do? Do you make time for yourself? Do you take time to rest after a long day? Do you go for walks? Maybe you do physical exercise. Maybe you do sports to release stress. It's important to remember that you need to take action. Now, you can find more information about building personal resiliency as well as programs for parents and families and personal transformation by going to lifeesteem.com. You can also schedule a session for additional support for personal coaching or to schedule a session with your family. And there's more HeartMath techniques that are out there that help people that are suffering from chronic stress or trauma. So there's a lot more that we can learn from HeartMath, and I'm here to help. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I will share several techniques and a couple strategies with you that you can use today to build resiliency. I'm Kathy Chargaloff, and you are listening to Life Esteem, Rise and Transform, Building Personal Resiliency. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back. We're back, and you're listening to Life Esteem, Rise and Transform, Building Personal Resiliency with Dr. Kathy Chargaloff. Just want to give a quick shout out to my Gualafin family. Half a day, everybody in Guam. Just so great to hear from you. Hi, Verna. And like to say hello to a few friends out there. Hey, Sophia. Thanks for your well wishes. All right. Let's discuss the keys to building resiliency. I'm going to teach you the quick coherent technique. And here, it's an easy process to create a state of coherence in about 60 seconds by releasing stress, stopping draining of emotions such as frustration, irritation, anxiety, or anger. When we're in a coherent state, your thoughts and emotions are balanced and you experience ease and inner harmony. Then I'll share with you three strategies to help you sustain that resiliency. Everything I'm going to share with you today, you can use immediately. You can share it with your family, your friends, your kids, your grandkids. Teaching this technique can really help somebody when they're in a moment where they just need to gather their thoughts before they respond. And I'll talk about some of the different ways that we can use this technique. So an effective way to improve mental and emotional and physical and even spiritual well-being is to invoke and sustain sincere appreciation. And I'm really emphasizing that because when I ask you to think about what are those emotions that feel good to you, I really want you to feel it as if it's happening right now. So the greater capacity for sincere appreciation, the deeper the connection you get with your heart. And where intuition and unlimited possibilities, that's where they all reside. So using the quick coherence technique will help you reduce stress right in the moment. I mean, you could do this without anybody even knowing you're doing it. You can use it before or after. We'll talk a little bit about that later. What this will also help you with is help you with the positive feeling and the focus and gaining a calmness. And it will also help you perform better. You'll think clearer. You'll have more access to creativity, your intuition, a higher level of decision-making. And in some cases, it'll keep your head cool in challenging situations where maybe you just need to take a breath, right? So you can also use it there. And lastly, you're going to gain heart intelligent insight. A lot of times when people are starting to use this technique, they start realizing that they get more insight to things that are going to help them resolve maybe situations or things that they're going through in their life. Now, before I teach you the technique, just want to share with you where you can use this technique. Before you get up in the morning, before you even put your feet on the floor, you can do this exercise. You can do this technique before you start your day. Maybe even before going into a meeting. Let's say you know it's going to be a group of people that might be a little challenging. Maybe do this exercise. Do this technique before you go in and get yourself aligned and centered in a good place so that you're not as affected by the surroundings or the people in that environment. You can also do it after a stressful situation to kind of gain some insight and to reset. You can also do it during the situation. So there may be something you're like right in the middle of something. You can do this right in the moment. Now, I'll walk you through the quick coherence technique and then we'll do it together. So let me walk through it and then I'm going to actually do it with you. So the steps are we're going to focus our attention on an area in the heart. So the chest area. I want you to just think about the chest area. And I'm going to have you imagine breathing in the flow of your breath in and out of that heart area, your chest area. breathing just a little bit slower and deeper than usual. And then I want you to be comfortable. If you feel like you got to move, move, adjust your body. I want you to be comfortable. And then I'm going to have you think about an experience that recreates a renewing positive feeling, such as love or appreciation or gratitude, or somebody you care about or something you care about. Okay, that's what we're going to do. So now let's do it. Let's go ahead and just take a couple deep breaths. Just one more. Just take another deep breath. And then I want you to start paying attention to your breathing, and I want you to slow your breathing down until it's comfortable for you. So keep breathing, breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth, and just keep doing that till you kind of have a cadence of your breath. Slowing it down just a little bit deeper. And now as you kind of maintain that breathing, I want you to think of something that just makes you so happy. Maybe it's a memory. Maybe it's a person. Maybe it's a place or a thing. Bring that emotion in, and I want you to feel that emotion, not just think it. I want you to feel it as if it's happening right now. Now, I'm already feeling a shift. I don't know about you, but I'm definitely feeling a definite shift. Now, I want you to take that feeling, and I want you to just radiate it through your body. Just imagine that that feeling is just filling your body. This is your natural state of being, is love and well-being. It's everything around us in our life that gets in the way, that adds heaviness to us. But when we're using this technique, we're getting back into alignment as to our true nature. Okay, that's as simple as it is. So what did you notice? If some of you are online, you can put something in the chat if you want. What notice? Did you sense maybe a shift or a slight shift? Or maybe for some of you that might feel like, for me, I feel a little buzzing in my hands, might feel buzzing in your whole body. Or it might just be a knowing, like you just feel different. You feel you can breathe a little bit more. You can create a safe and coherence in about 60 seconds, anywhere, at any time. And when you're in that state, your thoughts, your emotions are balanced, and you experience ease and inner harmony. And this helps us build and sustain resilience so that whenever something happens to us, if we're practicing this, we can easily come back to this state just by doing the exercise. All right. Now, let's talk about three valuable strategies to practice daily. Really important to practice this, because once you start practicing this, then you don't have to think about, oh, I got to stop. I got to breathe. I got to slow my breath down. Now let's see what, bring in a good feeling. So the more you practice it, the minute something happens to you, let's say you practice this for a week. The minute something happens, you're going to automatically start going into your breathing, because you're going to think, oh, let me go back to my peaceful place. I want to go back to feeling the way I was feeling before. I want to feel good. Whatever's going on in your situation, nobody has to know. You just start breathing. You bring in that good feeling, and you're going to feel yourself coming back. So let's talk about what we can do as far as strategies on how we can sustain our resiliency over time. Practice is the first and most important. The more you practice it, the easier it becomes. The more unconscious it becomes, and you just start doing it, and you start going, gosh, I'm feeling much better. I'm not as tired as I used to be, or gosh, my skin's looking better. And you know, all these good hormones, that's right, they're pumping through my body. So practice is very important. So what I want you to do is think of this strategy, pre-paving. I don't know if you've ever heard that term. Like when you're thinking about somebody building a road in a city, what do? They pave the road, right? That's going to be the new way that you're going to drive down that particular area. We're going to pre-pave how our emotions are. So in preparation, we start by setting the tone for the day. So if you know you're going to have a stressful day, or you're going to be having to deal with things that are going on that are going to be stressful for you, what I want you to do is I want you to think of something positive, focus on your breathing, and pre-pave that before you go into the meeting or before you have a difficult discussion with somebody. The value of preparing is to ensure that before entering in any kind of stressful event or challenging situation or adversity, you're in a resilient and a composed state so that you can meet the challenge and respond with a healthy response. Pre-paving, it's a great strategy. We got one more strategy. And this one is the strategy of shift and reset. Now, if you find yourself in the moment in a stressful event or a stressful situation, and you need to move into a resilient and composed state, you can use the shift and reset so that you can meet the challenge. Here's how it works. You're in the situation, whatever's going on, you tell yourself, I'm going to shift as soon as possible. You just tell yourself wherever you are in that moment, make a shift. And during and after that stressful event or challenge, you can then reset into a coherent state and minimize the energy drain that's coming out of your body. The beauty of this is no one ever needs to know that you're doing it. So just think, you could just think of those two words. If you're in the moment, all right, I'm going to shift. That means shift your breathing, shift your thought, reset by going to that good emotion and feeling it. Remember, I told you feeling is very, very important. It's like hitting the reset button, like on a computer. Something's not going right. Let me reset. Let me restart my computer. That's kind of what this technique is. Shift and reset helps you restore you back to your normal state of being. You can also shift and reset before going to bed. So maybe you had a long day. Maybe there was things that were going on in the day that were, you know, stressful. Do it there. All right. Now, if you feel stuck with any kind of unresolved issues and don't know what to do and don't know where to go, just leave your problems behind and learn to follow your path to life esteem. Be empowered and be aware of the choices that you're making in your life and every moment, because every moment you have a choice to do something different for your well-being. So join me, Dr. Kathy Chargaloff, and my show, Life Esteem, Rise and Transform, every first Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. If you're looking for a deeper dive into finding your way back to who you are, you can check out my book, Finding My Way Home, Back to Who I Really Am, on my website or Amazon. And we're going to also take a look at finding information. If you're looking for complementary alternative types of therapy, you can also find me on kathychargaloff.com. All the resources and Life Esteem programs can be found on lifeesteem.com. You can also take a look at the bio in my Transformation Talk Radio. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, I'll share with you the third strategy to sustaining your resiliency, and I'll finish my story about the secret to resiliency. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. We're back, and you're listening to Life Esteem, Rise and Transform, Building Personal Resilience with Dr. Kathy Chargaloff. I just want to say hello to my soul sister, Stacy. Love you lots. Thank you for joining us today. Love to hear from you. All right, let's review the third strategy for building and sustaining resiliency. It's always important to sustain what we learn here today and establish a regular practice. We talked a little bit about this already. To sustain resiliency throughout the day, We want to establish some kind of regular practice, even if it's every morning you decide, okay, each morning I'm going to do this and set my day to be a positive, good feeling day. It changes everything. I've actually noticed that when I do this on a regular basis, it changes the people around me. I notice animals act differently, children act differently. Just play with it and you'll be amazed at what you find, how it interacts with that interaction using this technique. And it helps you refresh your composure between activities too. So remember, you could do it at any time. So maybe you practice it at lunch. Maybe you practice it before you go to bed. Or for me, I do it every morning. I do it every night. And whenever I need it during the day, I will do that. I use it all the time. Using coherent communication technique is doing this in the moment. So whenever you're feeling stressed or challenged with an event, even if you feel that you don't need it, use the coherent communication technique to kind of get yourself prepared for that discussion. So if you want to avoid replaying the same depleting emotions over and over, as it will reinforce all those negative feelings in your brain. But with regular practice, with resiliency and creating new habits, you're going to create a better, well-rounded, better feeling for yourself, for your life, for the people around you. If you practice these techniques and do this every, like for the next, I'll say, just put it, do it for a week. Within 6 to 8 weeks, you're going to notice a huge difference. If you do it for a week, you're going to notice a change. I had one individual that shared with me during one of when I was teaching this to another group, a corporate environment. And this individual shared with me, you know, you taught me that technique and it was great. And I was getting ready to fly to wherever she was going. And she said, oh, she said, you started ringing in my head. And I thought, I hate flying, she said. I hate to fly. Makes me a wreck when I fly. So she sat in the plane and started doing heart math breathing. And next thing she knew, she wasn't as stressed. She wasn't as anxiety driven. All of a sudden, it was like, well, I wasn't like 100%, but oh my gosh, from a 10 to a 2, I was feeling pretty darn good. And it was okay. So you'll notice things as you practice this in your life. Well, you'll start noticing habits melting away because you're taking care of yourself. Self-care, very, very important. So when we practice this technique, we're better prepared to recover and adapt to the changes that are happening. This was what allows us to bounce back quicker. So what I want to say is make a commitment to your self-care and well-being. And just another quick shout out to my Gualafin family. Hi, Joanna. Love that everybody's joining in and chatting. And for those of you out there that don't know me, please would love to hear what you think of today's episode. So don't be afraid or shy to shout out. Would love to hear from you. All right. When you change your heart rhythm by using these techniques, you change your brain function. You actually get smarter because you're functioning better, right? We all want to be a little smarter. And it's fun. It's easy. You can teach it to your kids. And among the many benefits of personal coherence, you can increase your energy, have clearer thinking. You can enhance your immune system and making better choices. I think it's always good. When we make decisions, we're in a stressful place. That's probably not the best time to make major decisions. So use this technique to gain some insight. By connecting to those renewing positive emotions, you create a state of coherence. You can improve your mental and emotional and well-being using these heart math techniques. Ultimately, with practice, you can build resiliency to bounce back from any challenging situation in life. Now, let me finish my story. So I told you that I learned how to use HeartMath and doing the biofeedback and thought, oh, this was going to be easy. Couldn't get the results to show that I was not stressed. Remember I said I felt fine. Why was this thing not showing I was calm? Well, to my surprise, what I realized was that you cannot think your way to feeling better. You must feel your way to feeling better. You must genuinely feel those renewing emotions. That's the secret. You can walk through life and tell yourself everything's fine, everything's great. But inside, whether you realize it or not, your body knows the difference between whether you're just going through the motions or if you're really feeling good. So experience those renewing feelings as if they're really happening to you right now. And that's when you're going to see the most effects and changes in your life. Saying it doesn't make it so. Feeling it truly will expand your perception. It'll change the way you see yourself and others. Life is simple. People make it difficult. The secret is feeling the emotions like love, appreciation, gratefulness. That's another little tip I'll give you extra. Sometimes, maybe if you're stuck, get a piece of paper out and write down all the things you're grateful for. That's a good way if you're stuck and just can't get into that emotion. Write down everything you're grateful for. I'm sure there's a lot of things that each one of us could write down that we're thankful for. When we reach this state, we're returning to our natural state of being. And if we practice this on a regular basis, you're going to notice the changes in your life. Today, we focused on the heart, how it influences our emotions, our perceptions, our health, intuition. We also looked at the connection between our heart and our brain and how it connects and helps to reduce stress, find balance, and build resilience. It starts with each one of us. As you bring your physical and mental and emotional systems into coherent, into alignment with who you truly are, you begin to experience and increase access to your heart's intuitive guidance. Turning into your heart's wisdom creates a profound shift within you that helps you engage in situations with emotional balance, compassion, clarity, and personal confidence. Our thoughts and emotions and attitudes affects our vibrational heart intelligence. So what I want to share with you today is that if you need more information or want to learn more about more of these techniques, you can go to lifeesteem.com. And you can also find for today, I have a handout on the website. If you go to the show, you can download a handout from this session that'll give you some more information about all the things that we do. Our heart is the command center of intelligence and intuitive knowledge, which is tied into every system and every cell in our body. Change starts with self-discovery. So rise up and transform yourself from the inside out with Life Esteem. Next week on Life Esteem, I'll share with you how to access your heart intuition. I want to thank our senior executive and producer, Jessica, and also Daniel. Thank you so much for your support on the podcast. And thank all of you for joining me today. And have a great week, and I'll see you back here next time. Thank you for listening to Life Esteem, Rise and Transform with me, Dr. Kathy Chargaloff. Come back every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com to follow your path to life esteem. If you ever feel stuck with unresolved issues, join me again. Feel empowered and become aware of the choices you make in your life. Gain clarity, courage, and capability to live a limitless life now. Visit lifeesteem.com for more information. That's lifeesteem.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.